A holiday gala far away from home. Musicians of the Roraima Orchestra give free concerts to promote themselves. The musicians are mostly Venezuelan migrants trying to make it in Peru. But it's hard, says lead viola player Guillermo Gonzalez. Although he's a professional musician, the only job he's been able to land, cleaning car tires, has increased injuries to his back. But most Venezuelan migrants are willing to do any job, and most without health care.
I've stopped eating some food to buy pills. One of my colleagues gave me part of his salary, so I managed to pay for 10 appointments. But for the most part, no one gives me a hand.
More than 1.2 million Venezuelans are displaced in Peru. The National Superintendency for Migration says nearly 80% of them don't have health insurance or other benefits. At the Santa Rosa Parish on the outskirts of the capital, at least 50 poor Venezuelan families live on handouts.
Most don't have money for food or a stable job, and many have health problems.
The law here says that only migrant children under 5 years old and pregnant women can have free medical care. The rest must have a residence card, but the majority doesn't have one. Jocelyn Rojas says her son Christian will soon turn 6 and lose his free health care. However, she says it doesn't make much of a difference to have a work permit.
My husband has the residency card, but he works in an informal job where he has no benefits. So we are simply up in the air without anything.
Economists here say Venezuelans have contributed to Peru's GDP with 0.2% last year, but the challenges continue to be great.
We're talking about an extraordinary situation for which we have to generate extraordinary norms. We are talking with the authorities to advance the paperwork. It's the door opener for these rights.
Nearly 30% of Venezuelan migrants are professionals, but 9 out of 10 do not work in their expertise. Among these musicians, there are security guards, cooks, street vendors. Many say they hope they can soon play full-time, but for now, their contribution to Peruvians is music that heals the soul. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.